All right, back at the Young Turks post game. So I'm going to give you the Kalista and Newt Gingrich story in a second. But first, let's talk about pink chairs for a second and men and women, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So you decided to buy yourself a pink chair for your new house?
Yes. It's not a house, but we are moving. And so the move has been very stressful. And I understand that I'm an A-type personality and I usually take on responsibilities. You know, I have like that leader mentality. And I get that, right? And when you have that mentality, it's very easy for people in your life to take a back seat and let you do all the work. And then now I'm a little salty about that. So I was like, you know what? If I were single, I'd buy this pink chair. And since I've done all the work for this new place, I'm still going to buy the new chair.
I'm not sure that there's anything wrong with that at all. I think that both sides should be allowed to have their pink chairs.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So that's part of the reason that I brought it up, or I forced you to bring it up. So first, remember the cute story with Pro when I explained to him what leaders do and how leaders eat last. And he's like, Bob, I don't want to do what you do.
Yeah, it sucks sometimes.
Right. So anyways, my wife and I were having this conversation just yesterday because she's amazed at how little I can do around the house.
Oh my God, yeah, dude.
Okay, preach. But then I reminded her I actually worked in construction for many years.
Well, those were the old days.
Yes. So now my dad's from the old country. Right? Child labor laws, minimum wage, you know. That's why when I did the interview of him on TYT interviews, progressives love him, but conservatives also love him.
Right?
And so from the age of 12 to the age of 18, I would work in construction at my dad's place. And, you know, carrying sheetrock, demolishing walls and rebuilding offices. I've built the bathroom. I've explained all this before, right? And Wendy's like, where the fuck is that now? Right. And I was like, no, but I was bad at it back then. I was just forced to do it, right? So to this day, I didn't mind carrying the sheetrock at all, even though that was the hardest part.
Uh-huh.
And we'd carry it up 5 flights of stairs. It was super fucking heavy. My other friends who were doing it hated it. I was like, I didn't mind it. I didn't know why I didn't mind that. And I minded building the walls and the rooms back then.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know. Because I suck at spatial reasoning, as we've talked about 1,000 times, right? So for me, they're like, okay, go build that thing. I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't know how to do that. I'm stressed about it. It stressed me out. Carry something? Fuck yeah, I can carry it. That's easy.
Yeah.
I don't care how heavy it is. No problem. I'll do that part, right?
Yeah.
And so, on moving, I hate moving. Now, first of all, everybody hates moving. It doesn't have to do with my... Like, I'm not breaking any news out, right? I'm like, hey, I just got this crazy thing about my personality. I don't like moving, right? But I do hate it more. It's the packing that I hate. I don't mind carrying the boxes.
Uh-huh.
You need me to carry boxes? I carry boxes 2-3 days in a row. I'm a lugger, as Jesus knows. I've been lugging here at TYT from day one. You need me to carry something? I'm here for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we've moved a bunch of times in TYT history. You boxes got my name on them, right? Packing the boxes do not have my name on them. I'll pack 3 things in there and I'm done. And half of them will break.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
I hate it. I hate like, oh shit, how do I put this fucking puzzle together, right?
I think the issue, at least what I'm experiencing, and I think a lot of other women experience this as well, is I feel like women, and this is a gross generalization, so for the guys watching, if you feel insulted because this does not apply to you, I apologize. I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about from my personal experiences what I've noticed, right? The communication's different, right? And so if I see something that I know needs to be done, I don't need someone to tell me, Anna, you need to do this. I just do it, right? Like, oh, damn, we need to get this done. Let's just do it, right? I feel like with guys, you have to sit them down and give them directions. Or instructions, right? You have to instruct them on what it is that needs to be done, and then you have to instruct them to do it. And I am the worst at that. I don't like delegating. There have been so many situations here at work where you guys have helped me out by hiring like an associate producer or something, and I always underutilize them because I can't do it. I can't sit down and tell people you need to do this, you need to do that. No, no, no. I freaking hate it. And so it turns into Anna finding the place, Anna negotiating for the place, Anna doing all of the mountains of paperwork for the place, Anna, you know, now it's like the move-in process, the painters, what color are we going to paint?
Pink,
the,
millennial the pink.
Millennial pink. The renovations, what kind of tub do you want? Is it going to be a cast iron tub? What kind of tiles do you want? It's like a fucking nightmare.
So I have 18 things to say about that, but I'll try to keep it to a couple.
Okay.
So number one, I make so many decisions at work that when I'm with my friends, for example, we go to do that guys trip, the one we did just to Charleston in January, etc. I shut my mind off. I'm like, I'm not making any decisions. Sujay's got this, man. He has my proxy vote. Go. Make any decisions you like. Don't care, right? At home, there's decisions I care about. Then I'm like, wait, I want to get involved in that. Let me do some work to figure this thing out, right? But there are many decisions I don't care that much about. So I'm like, you got it, babes. Go, whatever you need, okay? And so I'm sure that that's like, it's also kind of annoying to her, right?
Yeah.
Because she works too. She wouldn't mind shutting off her brain. Now, her job's a tiny bit more part-time, you know, and then my job is a little double time, but that's not, I mean, whatever, right?
Right.
Okay, but so I feel like this is the same thing about that I do about voting in real life in politics, which is if you don't vote, shut the fuck up. Okay.
Yeah, you can't complain about the pink chair if you didn't vote on
it. Exactly. Yeah. That's where I was going with this.
Yeah.
Now, on the other hand, my wife, when we were redoing stuff, and like we had to take my stuff and her stuff when we were first moving in together, and she always hated my black leather chair, the only thing I ever bought that I cared about. And
it sounds terrible.
Gone. When we moved to the new house, garage immediately. Last I looked, there was like paint splotched on it. I'm like, oh fuck. And then I looked one day and it's gone. She's like,
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, that's on me. I'm not voting as much in the house, and then your one leather chair gets voted away. One day I'll vote more, and you know what I'll do? I'm gonna go buy a new fucking leather chair.
Do you?
When I think in a relationship, it's okay. You get to have the pink chair, I get to have the leather chair. Yeah, it's a little awkward. Yes, it doesn't look perfect, right?
Yeah.
We'll live as long as we both have something that we care about.
Yeah.
Right? That's my philosophy, right? And sometimes it's kind of easy to make your partner happy. Today, I was at breakfast, I'm walking back to my car, I'm walking by a florist. I'm terrible at getting gifts and yada yada because I'm constantly running. I was like, I'm reading anyway. I walked in the florist, I was like, hey, can I get some roses, belated Mother's Day flowers for my wife? And as they were getting it ready, I outlined a whole story.
Nice.
Okay, because I always walk around with my papers. Okay, and I brought them home and she was thrilled with it.
Yeah.
See, it didn't take much,
It's those little acts of kindness that go a long way with women, right?
Yeah.
So you just gotta get involved.
Agreed. Okay, so now let's go to the Gingriches. It is being reported that Calista Gingrich, Newt Gingrich's wife, is up to become ambassador to the Vatican. Now, she's a lifelong Catholic and cares deeply about this. And Newt became a Catholic because of her. He was Southern Baptist, and it was not only important to his life, but he claims, but his politics. But Calista owns him, okay, and walks him around on a fucking leash. So Newt, like he's like now one of those transgender folks that don't take any offense or whatever that talks in pronouns, like different pronouns. He doesn't say like, oh, I did this. He says we did this, right? Everything is we. Like I'm like, wait, what? Wait.
How terrible. The one thing that kind of makes him a little sweet, terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, okay, you guys made a decision to buy the pink chair or the leather chair or whatever you did, right? And you decided to do X, Y, and Z, and which house you bought, etc. But you didn't pass the legislation, like collectively. Newt did, right? So, and that's okay. And you can give your wife credit in 1,000 other ways. And when she does something that is unrelated to Newt, like then she did it, not they did it, right? So anyway, he's like, I've shown the tapes. I've done the videos on this before. It's in a post game. I don't want to bother producing the whole thing and showing you all the different 18 different tapes. He's more Chris Christie than Chris Christie. Like he will bring her into for no fucking reason at all. Be like, and Calista and I think that Donald Trump is a wonderful president. Well, who the fuck asked Calista? So anyway.
Okay,
so
you're being ridiculous.
In this case, he gathered up all of his political capital. He couldn't get himself into the Trump cabinet. He was dying to be in the Trump cabinet. He couldn't. Gathers up all of his political capital and uses it to get his wife ambassador position. All right, dude, you call it romantic. Look, I call it something else completely.
I think it's sweet. And also, it's kind of nice to see, look, I know the truth about Newt Gingrich and his like hoeing around past. Mm-hmm. Okay. He wasn't so faithful to his significant others back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the type of hypocrisy that drives me crazy, because you run around talking about how your family values and you care about, you know, keeping the nuclear family intact, when in reality you're hoeing around. But at least in this case, modern day Newt Gingrich loves his wife, and it shows, and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't agree with their politics. I don't agree with a lot of what they do, but it doesn't matter. If I was just going to isolate their relationship and the dynamic of their relationship based on what I've seen, I think it's sweet.
Okay. I don't know if this has become politically incorrect these days, but okay, that's what's happening here.
You're ridiculous.
No. Here, let me explain. Let me give you further details. So let's talk about how religious these folks are, right? Because they want the Vatican thing, because she's very rigid. They did a documentary on Pope John Paul II, mm-hmm, called 9 Days That Changed the World. Big Catholics. We found that when Newt divorced his second wife, Marianne, that he had asked her for an open relationship so he could fuck other women. Okay, no problem. Well, no. Hey, I'm not one to judge open relationships. God bless. Mm-hmm. Presumably, Marianne could fuck other guys. Mm-hmm. God bless, right? Mm-hmm. She turned it down. Not interested. Well, then he's like, he divorced her. He's like, no, if I can't have sex with other women, obviously I'm going to divorce
her. Gotta get that okay. dick wet.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then when they divorced, they found out, oh, it turns out he'd already been fucking other women, namely Callista. And they'd been having a 6-year affair behind Marianne's back. Mm. So all that love was like, oh, my wife at home. Yeah. I love my mistress.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, hold. Okay. Remember, he left one of his wives in the hospital when she had cancer. I forget if that was Marianne or the one before that.
Yes, I remember.
Okay.
That.
And in that 6-year affair, in that time span, Gingrich, of course, led impeachment proceedings against President Bill Clinton for having an affair with Monica Lewinsky. So this guy and this couple are the really religious Catholics. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a Catholic, you're not supposed to get divorced. You're certainly not supposed to get your dick wet while you're married to someone else. Okay. And you're not supposed to help him get his dick wet. Okay. And
she's a bad, bad girl.
Yes. So none of that is supposed to happen.
Yep.
But you go around judging everybody else, not just Bill Clinton, but gay people and everyone else. You judge. Then you turn around and tell me how holy you are. Now, the reality is, now, this is the point when I'm now speculating and the part where we might have our disagreement, which is that I think Callista, having seen Newt Gingrich cheat on wife after wife after wife, and knowing that she encouraged him to cheat on his ex-wife with her, thinks, I gotta wrap this motherfucker up, okay? And so, Newt, here's your fucking ball gag, okay? It's for your mouth. Here's the fucking chain, and I walk you around the house. And every time you go on TV,
I'm like literally visualizing it.
Right?
It's very unfortunate.
Okay, you're not allowed to fucking see any other women, like the Mike Pence with that another. All right, this is me trying to contain myself. He's not allowed to be at another dinner,
right,
at a dinner with another woman if his wife's not present. He's not allowed to have fucking alcohol because he's apparently an uncontrollable fucking maniac, Mike Pence is, right? If his wife's not around, like, I'm going to get sauced up. Hey, wifey, can I have a drink? Oh, God, Jesus Christ.
You're being way too judgmental, seriously.
So ball gag Newt, every time he's on TV, he's like, well, Callista thinks this. Dude, nobody asked about Callista. If you love your wife, you naturally bring her up in a normal, sweet way. Mm-hmm. But like, not when you're talking about the fucking healthcare bill. What does Mr. McCaskill think? Nobody fucking knows. Nobody fucking cares. Because Mr. McCaskill is not the senator from Missouri. Claire McCaskill is the senator from Missouri. Mm-hmm. We don't give a shit about Mr. McCaskill. He's not fucking relevant. Mm-hmm. And can you imagine if Claire McCaskill, every time she talked, was like, well, I asked Mr. McCaskill, and here's what we think about the healthcare bill. You'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, there's an interesting dynamic there, just considering like our history with gender issues or whatever. But Look, I still think you're being too judgmental. Look, I totally agree with you in criticizing Newt Gingrich's past, his affairs, the way he left his wives, blah, blah, blah. Like, I agree with you on that, right? Criticize away. But if he's super in love with his wife and cares about what she thinks and is openly talking about it, I think that's fine. That's literally the only thing I've seen from him that makes him human, right? And so don't take that away. Don't discourage him from showing his human side. The only time he shows his human side.
It's not his human side, it's his gimp side.
You're ridiculous. Okay. You're so ridiculous.
Okay, I know the fucking suit he wears. I saw it in Pulp Fiction. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so that's what's happening over there.
What do you?
Same thing with Chris Christie's wife, if you remember. Not Chris, I keep calling him Chris Christie. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, Chris Christie. That I don't mean. I meant all the other things I've said about you. Doug Christie.
Yeah.
Doug Christie, the basketball player who was whipped by his wife. Same exact phenomenon. She won't let him in a room with the same with any other woman if she's not in the room. Mm-hmm. She used to follow their bus for the Lakers and the Kings and stuff. She'd follow right behind him. She'd be on the phone with him the whole time.
Oh my God!
She'd go in the locker room with him. Like, no, you know whipped dudes. And Newt's a whipped dude. That's it. Sorry.
Okay. Look, when you say whipped dude, I think we're thinking of the word whipped in different ways, right? When I hear whipped dude, I don't think of a guy who is unwillingly being controlled by his wife. And I feel like that's what you're trying to get at.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. When I think of whipped, it's like he's so in love with her that he just like he'll give her anything.
Oh, no. I don't mean that at all.
So you think that he's like afraid of her?
Oh, fuck yeah. He's afraid of that whip.
But why?
Like, it stings when it fucking hits, although he kind of likes
it. Maybe he's into it.
No, I think so, man. I mean, the one thing I'll give him, hey, look, man, do you, boo, right? If you're into the ball gag, do the ball gag.
And maybe she likes it.
The only time you're allowed to take the gag out is if you're going to compliment me. There's no way there isn't some funky ass shit going on in that basement.
Man.
Just having a little bit of fun, but that's how I'm seeing it from the outside. And look, I'm just going to give one last needless clarification because I think you know where I'm coming from. But you love your wife and you consult with her, that makes you a great person, right? If you don't care what your wife thinks, you're a dick, right?
Yeah.
And you don't ask her and you don't, and every once in a while you don't offer praise of her for the things that she's done, mm-hmm. You're a horrible person, okay? Same thing for your husband, et cetera, back and forth, right? But if you can't do a thing without checking with your spouse, like it's terrible for a woman, it's terrible for a guy. If you said, no, I can't go out with drinks with you guys, I'd have to check with my husband. I don't know if he's given me permission.
Okay, yeah, that would never
happen. That's fucking unacceptable, right?
It is unacceptable.
And if a guy says, like, my wife has not given me permission, I have to check with her. Like, all right, dude, I mean, let us know, but remember, we can't hear you on the phone if the gag is in. Okay, so, and look, I check with my wife on 1,000 things, as I should, because I'm a normal human being, okay? I'm just saying, bounds of reason.
Yeah, okay.
I draw the line at the ball gag. That's all I'm saying. Has Newt ever been standing in the basement?
Jeez.
Or does he have to kneel at all times? When they find people in Dr. Keith Abloh's basement, I am never going to let it go. That's my other theory. The doctor on Fox News' medical A-team, he's got people in the basement. I don't know who they are. I'm not sure I want to know.
Creepy.
I don't know if they're guys, girls, whatever they are, okay? But Abloh's got people in a basement. Okay, when they find out, I'm going to do the biggest told you of all time. For the record, all of this is speculation. Don't take it too seriously. Okay.
You're such a weirdo.
All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.